Hello, you are listening to Together Forever. I'm Dumisani Mfune, and with me in studio today is...
Mandla Lupondwana.
Remember, in this series, we're looking at ways to better your marriage relationship. Husbands and wives, we looked at respect, we looked at money. Money is always a problem. But we looked at that and how you can avoid money being a problem. Mandla, what are we going to be focusing on now?
Now we're going to spend a couple of programs dealing with the concept of husband and wife.
Okay.
The concept of husband and wife, for some strange reason, seems to be the same everywhere, in spite of our cultural differences. It just manifests its way in different ways.
Mm.
In almost every culture I've looked into, the husband and the wife are seen as a team that is a building block for community.
You know, it's interesting that you've mentioned it. I've never really thought of that concept across cultures. I know where I'm from, it is viewed as a team. But so you think that is a universal?
It is.
Interesting.
What usually is different is the roles allocated to the team members. And that has been very functional. I'll make an example with our situation. I'm a Shubi in South Africa, and you find that if you trace back who we have moved from different lifestyles, and the roles of husbands and wives have evolved with time, mm-hmm. such that there is no fixed role per se. It's just that this team has always been functional. There was a time when the community moved from place to place where there was hunting and there was gathering, hunter-gatherer community. And you find that in those days, men would go and hunt, and the women would gather whatever nuts and fruits and whatever that could be eaten in the short term. Now, the animals that the men hunted, it was not that they got meat every day. Mm-hmm. It's not that they were able to come back with a beast every day for there to be feasting and a lot of meat. Sometimes they'd go for weeks without getting anything. Sometimes because it was serious business, because where you could get a buck, you also could get a predator.
Okay.
And so you find that in that setup, the team had the wife collect the day-to-day food. The wife would go and hunt an animal, and the animal would be functional. It would provide clothing in terms of the hide of the animal. It would provide meat. And because they had refrigeration issues, they could not afford to keep the food for a long time. So you find that the person who actually provided for the day-to-day meals of the home is who?
Is the woman.
And that was not an issue.
Hmm.
This team found a way to survive. Then the society evolved. And they got to a point where they were farming. They would stay put in one place. They would have animals, their own livestock, and they would have their own piece of ground where they had gardens or fields or something like that. And there you found that the husband took care of the animals and the wives took care of the gardens and the rearing of children and so on and so forth. But even that distribution of labor seemed to have been very functional.
And it's something that just happened of its own accord.
Because it was allocated to skills. The husband's strength and muscles made him more prone to handle things that required muscles. Hence, he had to do the stuff, the climbing of mountains and traveling with the animals, because there were safety issues they involved. So women would stay where it would be safer, and they would do the work there that would be safer. Not that they could not do it, because funny enough, even when you went to the fields to go and plant and whatever, everybody went. It was not a question of just men going there. And even in the issue of taking care of the animals, talk to any rural community. That is usually the work of young boys. Now then you ask yourself, but what did the men do? The men generally stayed at home. Husbands were actually house husbands. They stayed there. They managed issues from the home front. Hmm. The kids went out and took care of the fields, the animals in the fields. The women were here attending to the garden. And so the man was there to assist, such that even in the rearing of children, it was not a male thing. It was something, it was not a female thing, sorry. It was something they both did. And the men raised their kids through presence. They were there. They were able to say, yes, no, don't do this, do that. So you find that you cannot even say in those rural communities the same, that the issue of raising kids was a female issue. Huh. It has always been a joint issue, husband and wives. They were a team that brought these kids up. And girls learned from their mothers and boys learned from their fathers. They were taught by example because there were no schools, there were no classes. So they grew up and they saw, and the example that the husbands and the wives provided mm-hmm. was through presence, just being there. They were there, they did their thing. So the husband and wife were always there as a unit, working together. And you find that the heavy lifting was done with men primarily because it was a muscle issue. And all these other things were done by women. It was a distribution of labor that had to do with circumstances. Then jobs came along. When jobs came along, the first jobs that did come along in this part of the world were mining jobs, where husbands had to go to mines. Now you find that when husbands had to go to mines, the job was very physical, taxing physically, and there's a lot of danger attached to it. So who went there? The husband. Mm-hmm. And when the husband left, think about this. When the husband left, who was left behind with the responsibility of watching over the animals, the fields, and the raising of children?
It was the women.
Was the women. Mm-hmm. And when the men left initially, in our part of the world, when the men left initially, it's not because they had no animals, they had no fields. It was because they needed to raise money to pay taxes that were levied on them by the colonial powers. So they did not go there to provide for their families. They were going there to raise money to pay for taxes to protect the income that they had.
Ah, I see.
Okay. So you find that this responsibility of staying home and attending to everything, even the stuff that used to be male issues, was left to who? To the wife.
The women.
And so our communities have always seen this team and have always found ways of allocating responsibility so that the unit is able to raise its family in a way that works best. That has always been the goal. They've always worked together in that regard. They've always, in previous societies, decisions were made jointly by husbands and wives. Why? Mm-hmm. There was no situation where men would decide, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to do that. Why? Because there was no time when you're going to be out there buying things. You were always here at home. And so you find that the major decision of whether to slaughter that animal or not to slaughter would always be bounced between the couple. That's what happened. So you find that this issue of them being a unit, being involved jointly in making decisions, is an old thing. And I want to say to our audience, particularly in Africa, it's an old African practice.
Doing things jointly.
Jointly. The time that decisions were made by men because the wives were not there is when men had to go away and work somewhere in the big city. The industrial revolution, that's what brought this issue of decision-making, because the man is out in the city, working in a mine, working in a factory, the wife is at home. And the wife is making decisions at home. And the husband is making decisions at work. It's just that the decisions that the wife was making at home, she would not be slaughtering animals and so on and so forth, because that's generally what their wealth was. But decisions of what to do with this grain, what to do with this vegetable, all of those, she made those decisions on her own. The husband was out there working in the farm, made some decisions that related to finances, but that had to do with what? Distance. It was not because the culture itself said these kinds of decisions are male decisions, these kind of decisions are female decisions. They simply had to do with distance. When they were both here at home, whatever responsibilities they were given, you found that each person was given the authority to implement stuff in his own space. So if the woman was the one cooking, men would not ask, what am I going to eat, and then decide, no, do the butternut, don't do the pumpkin. No, they would step back and let the wife handle that responsibility. And whatever responsibility they've given to the husband, he did his stuff. But they always worked as a what?
As a team.
As a team. Every culture has seen these two work as a team, as a unit. Funny enough, even polygamous cultures are designed to be teamwork. Now, I'm not here promoting polygamy. I'm just trying to show that this idea of the husband and wife being a team, you'll find that these, you speak to senior people in polygamous societies, they will tell you, rightly or wrongly, you may disagree with them, that this lady is here, she's bearing children. This man, he needs more children. She's gone past childbearing years. He gets a younger wife to continue in what? in childbearing. Mm-hmm. So you find that here is a community that values childbearing, and they have a sense that, okay, fine, it can't be done by one woman, let's bring in somebody else to come in. And these people were generally supposed to theoretically work together as part of a team for the good of the family. So the idea has always been a husband and wife team where they work together as a building block of society. Mm. And I want us to know that it is not something that is Western, not something that is foreign. It is something that is very African of this unit work together. And for those of us who are spiritual, it is something very, very biblical.
Wow. Thank you for that, man. Guys, you heard that. This whole notion, this concept of a family being a team, it's not foreign. It's something that has been with us ever since. So don't let anyone tell you anything different. The Bible itself wants us to work together as a team. Sadly, that is all the time we have for today. Until next time, I am Dumisani Mfune.
And I'm Mandla Lupondwana.
Thank you.